Shabbat Shalom. This is Rabbi Ethan Linden, Assistant Director of Camp Ramah, and we are back after a couple of week hiatus from giving these Divrei Torah. It's nice to be back for Parshat Vayeshev. And I wanted to say something broadly today about Parshat Vayeshev and just generally about the beginning of the Joseph cycle, which of course starts at the beginning of this week's parasha with the somewhat innocuous words, Ela Toldot Yaakov, Yosef ben Shva Esre Shana, Haya Roe et Echav Batzon, Vuhu Na'ar et Bnei Bilha, V'et Bnei Zilpa, Nishe Aviv, V'yave Yosef et Dibatam, Ra'a El Avihem. This is the line of Jacob. At the age of 17, Joseph was tending flocks with his brothers. He was a helper to the sons of his father's wives, Bilhah and Zilpah, and Joseph brought bad reports of them to their father. And this sets everything in motion. The famous story of Joseph being accosted by his brothers and then sold into slavery in Egypt. What I want to note is that what people see and what they perceive or don't perceive plays a large part in this story. For example, it's very clear early in the narrative that Joseph simply has no sense of the impact that his words have on his brothers and on his father. In speaking to them about how his dreams prove that he will be better to them, better than they are. And in the end, even his father, Jacob, who loves him very much, is taken aback when Joseph's dream seems to indicate, at least in Joseph's interpretation, that even he, Jacob, his mother, that is to say, Leah and all the other mothers and the brothers will all bow down to him. In other words, Jacob is even taken aback. And Joseph just doesn't seem to understand what the danger is. He doesn't seem to understand, more than that, how his words can impact the other people around him. He doesn't really see them, which is interesting, of course, because he is the one who sees the dreams. And of course, he walks into danger. He goes to find them in the fields, and he does not seem to notice that he is in danger. He is sold into slavery. And of course, we know the story of Potiphar and his wife, and Joseph ends up in prison. And what I want to note is that the beginning of Joseph's redemption from prison is when he is able to correctly read the dreams of the two special prisoners, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker of Pharaoh, who are in prison. And this begins one morning when Joseph really understands them and sees them. Vayavo Elehem Yosef Baboker, Vayar Otam, Vehine Zoafim. Joseph went to them in the morning, and he saw them. And he saw that they were distraught. Finally, Joseph, who could see before only in dreams, is able to see the people near him and to understand what they are going through. And it is that ability that causes him to ask the question, what is wrong? And that is what leads to his interpretation of their dreams. And even though the text is sure to tell us that in the event when the chief cupbearer does in fact get released, he forgets about Joseph and the promise that he has made to raise his case up to Pharaoh. In the following chapter, it is the chief cupbearer who mentions Joseph's abilities to Pharaoh. In fact, it is Joseph's ability not to interpret the dream, but to interpret the face and mood of these two prisoners that allows him to be noticed by Pharaoh and that begins his redemption from the prison. Just as it was his inability, Joseph's inability, to see and read the people around him that began his journey into slavery and into prison. It is his ability, gained perhaps by a stint of misery, gained by dint of his downtroddenness. It is that ability to understand what other people are feeling and experiencing that begins the process of his redemption from jail, from prison, and ultimately that begins his rise to power that will occur over the next few chapters in the book of Genesis. Joseph the dreamer becomes Joseph the seer, and that is the seed of his redemption. Shabbat shalom.